For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey guys, Bill Spadia here. Welcome to the Speaking Podcast here with my friends and co-hosts, Jessica Gibson and Jake Black. What's going on, guys?
Hi, everybody.
So, Jay, I noticed that in the camera angle now, you've turned it so I don't have to see the ladder. So I kind of appreciate that.
That is not for you guys so much as it is I did a virtual show on Friday, and I'm still like, I had to find like a proper angle that did not show my mess off.
So, got it.
You know, you guys, I'm not embarrassed by, but in front of like 400 people watching Vic DiBattista, and I'm opening.
Oh yeah, I heard about Vic's thing. How was it?
It went great. It was a lot of fun. It's a.
So, did you open for him? You did the middle. What'd you do?
I middled for him. We had an MC. I did the middle, and then Vic headlined. I will say Vic's people are great people. They maybe a lot of the North Jersey people don't know good mic etiquette. Might need to work on that, and not to say that they're bad people. Just that maybe when they.
What do you mean by that? The comments.
Well, so what happens is when you do these virtual shows, it's a Zoom call. It's just like this, but it's 400 people in a Zoom call. So
we're not muted.
What's that?
You don't mute them?
Well, they mute you if you start talking excessively. The problem is you want to have it open. You want it's because you want to hear laughter. That makes it the fun part is the laughter. The problem is that you're in your house. So it's harder, even if you're not like trying to disrupt, it's hard when your brain goes, well, I'm in my house, I'm going to call to my brother to go get me a soda that the mic's on. So there's a lot of like, it's laughter, and then a lot of, who's this guy? I don't like this guy.
Why would you leave the mics on? It's not like other people can hear 400 people laughing. It rotates, right?
The way they have it set up is no, it all runs at once.
Interesting.
So it's not so much a heckle so much as like when, I mean, there are people who try to heckle, but it's more like if you've ever just been watching TV at your house and gone, who's this guy? I don't like this guy. So it's that, but they don't realize I can hear them. So it's like, it's.
So what was the worst thing? What was the worst thing you heard?
I just like, who's this guy? Why is it, where's Vic? I want Vic. I don't want this guy anymore.
That's awesome. So how was your ego after that?
My ego's been destroyed by the last 4 months, Bill.
You should have taken your chance with COVID, man. It would have been way better for you.
I did an outdoor show. That was...
Now, did you get to keep the mic?
No, we had each had our individual mics, and we did it outdoors. It was in a parking lot. We had to get out of there before sunset, though, because a meth dealer had booked the room.
Got it.
Yeah, it was pretty interesting. It was just nice to be in front of a live audience again. That was nice.
Yeah, I'll bet. So any more Zoom comedy shows coming up? And what is your takeaway lesson on how to do it differently next time?
So, no, I don't have any more scheduled as of right now. I'll say this. I like it in a lot of ways. It's more artistically fulfilling to do a Zoom comedy show than it is to do a live comedy show. And I'll tell you, there's something about the expectation of everybody staring at you that kind of forces you to constantly be self-editing and self-critical. Whereas if you just kind of like shut off all the video and you just talk into the mic, you're a little freer to do what you want to do. So I would say that my only takeaway from doing a Zoom comedy show is I want to do more of them. Let's get Gene on the horn and get something set up.
I feel like it's Jay Unleashed.
It is. It was far more political than I've ever been on stage.
Oh, I'm sure. I can't imagine. How much were the tickets?
I'll be honest with you. I don't know. I think they were charging somewhere between 20 and 40.
And they sold out?
Well, they sold like 400 tickets.
So that's pretty good.
Not bad.
Pretty good. Man, bread and milk guy rakes it in, huh?
I bet you we could do something where you do like $10 for regular tickets and then $20 to hang out in a Zoom call before the show with us.
You know, that's interesting. I wonder if we could do that with the podcast and bring people in as guests.
Yeah, just hang out with us.
Right? Jessica, you're in different rooms. Just speaking of hanging out.
I know. Something was going on with my audio for my work computer, so I came and sat outside. It's my outside desk.
Ooh. Nice. Love the outside desk. I was outside last week, and samurai hair is growing in.
Yeah. Bill, I'm worried about you.
Yeah.
Crazy. Well,
I'm also worried about that plant behind you. It's not getting enough sun, clearly.
Which one? This one? Yeah.
The other one is like dying to get into the sun. It's like reaching over.
So what's happened is, it's like The Ring. Remember The Ring movie?
No, I was going to say, you look more like you're doing Andy.
Tons of gray. So it's, but it's working though.
You're doing Andy Warhol cosplay. You look like you should be.
Now you got to make it sick. You know, what the hell, Jay?
Why is Andy Warhol sick? He had the same hair that you did. Were you going to be painting Campbell's soup can?
It's the whole cosplay nonsense. We did that when we had that segment years ago on the furry. Remember those idiots? And I called them out, and they're like, no, there's nothing sexual about this. I'm like, I don't buy that.
No, I will say cosplay is different than furries, though. I'll be the first to take any group and make fun of them for the.
It's all strange, Jay. It's all strange.
It's strange, but not sick. I'll say that. And I do think that you could go as Andy Warhol for Halloween this year if you just leave your hair.
I think it's just a little weird. It's a little weird.
Why did you take the man bun out?
I was demonstrating. So the problem is, the reason it's samurai is because there's not enough back here to go full on back pony. So it's really weird. The skills that you learn in quarantine. Anyway.
Are you going to go full buzz cut? Go back Marine Bill Spadia buzz cut.
Well, I've decided I'm not shaving.
You're going to grow a beard?
Yeah, it's way easier. I've been, like, you got that. I have had to shave closely every day for 7 years. Yeah. So I'm kind of done with that.
Do you want tips on how to dye your beard? I've learned a lot.
No way, man.
It's gray. Are you okay if it grows in and it's a gray beard?
I'm fine. I want the title gray beard. We've talked about this in politics and business for years, that gray beard is the actual guy you listen to.
Right.
So I'm okay with it. There'll be no dying.
Well, that's why I dye my beard, because nobody should listen to me ever about anything. Even when my kids come to me for advice, I'm like, what are you doing?
Why are you asking me? Yeah. Wait, Jessica, which plant? This one?
That one is like reaching into the sun, like it desperately needs to get some light. I feel bad for it.
Okay, great. I'm glad you brought that up. Here's the thing with this. It's reaching over the air conditioner. So when we had it on the other side, the air conditioner was killing it because the vent is down on the floor there. So this way, it loops over, gets the sun, avoids the full blast of the air. It's been happy for a month, even with me here.
And Jessica, don't forget, Bill's a Republican. He believes plants should pull themselves up by their bootstraps. There's no handouts for plants. Get to the sun on your own.
Get tougher. Really, that's it. Get a job, plant. Get a job.
You're always asking for handouts. What, for the drinking from the water bottle? Come on.
Oh, speaking of that, now, Jay, maybe from your drinking days you'll know this, but Jessica, I'm thinking you may know. I need a good margarita recipe. Here, let me explain. So a homemade margarita, I've got one shot of lime juice, one shot of Cointreau, and, you know, I guess you could use triple sec, but I've got the Cointreau. Well, I've had this bottle, so I don't know what to do with it. And then two shots of tequila. So I'm going to make a picture of that. That's good. Here's the thing. I've got an older bottle, which I want to get rid of the Cuervo Gold, which not my favorite, kind of gross. But every recipe, all that you can find are recipes with their pre-mix. So what can I mix that with the margarita, or it won't taste the same, will it?
Of course it will. It'll be fine. I don't know why. Take the cheaper stuff and make cocktails, like mixed cocktails with sugar.
That's what I was thinking.
That's what you want to use.
Let me channel Drinking Jay to give you his recipe for a great margarita. Ready?
In a drink tequila.
I'm channeling him. Ready?
Did you ever drink tequila, Jay?
Tequila was not my drink of choice, but I didn't mind it. I was a Scotch guy. But I would say this. Drinking Jay is about to give you his recipe for a margarita. It's 10 shots of tequila. There you go. Good to go. All
right. Do you want my recipe? Did you know you can buy lime juice in a bottle, like already squeezed?
Yeah.
Yes. But yeah. I've convinced myself that it's not the same as squeezing it. So I've got this great press. So I've got the bag of limes. It's ready. So I'm ready to go. I just didn't think I could substitute the Cuervo Gold for the white tequila.
Yeah, totally. You totally can.
All right, I'm doing it. Because it's so much cheaper, and I'm thinking you're not going to tell the difference with good tequila if it's got lime and the Cointreau in it, right?
No.
Yeah, you also should add a little bit of simple syrup, like a little bit.
Hold on, I'm taking notes.
I believe it prefers to be called developmentally delayed syrup.
Simple syrup and like sparkling water.
Really? Why? Is that to make it more summery, more...
Yeah, it's like a little bubbly.
All right.
And so when I make it, I take the glass and I put 1/3 of the glass is tequila.
Yeah.
And then 2/3 is like lime juice. And then I add simple syrup and that's pretty much it. And like some sparkling water on top so that it's not like too sour.
So you don't use triple sec or the Cointreau?
No, if I have agave, but I don't, maybe I will like next time I make it, but
somebody, I don't know who gave it to me, cause it's my, one of my friends, he's like, oh, the triple sec is gross. You got to have the Cointreau. That's way better. It's higher end. So I bought it and I got this bottle sitting there. I'm like, what the hell do you make with it? Oh, anyway, margaritas.
Yeah. I feel like Jay does not drink tequila.
No, I was that even in my drinking days, that was not my drinking choice. I believe that anything that you mixed with anything else just slowed you down.
I heard it was like healthier for you.
Yes, because of the agave.
Well, that's what everybody in big tequila would like.
No, seriously, on the caveman diets that people are doing where you can eat meat, you can't eat, I don't know, whatever. You can only eat, I think it's meat and green vegetables. You're allowed tequila. Because of the agave, it's natural. It's a different sugar.
So when I stick agave in my margarita, that's just stupid, basically.
No, I think it's exactly what you should do. I think they actually, some of the recipes called for it, but most of them are like, buy the mix. It's easier. I'm like, no, that's all high fructose corn syrup, which I am totally opposed to.
Yeah, that's gross. Don't do that.
Gross. It's all fake. I call it, it's like pre-digested corn.
Yeah. It's what baby birds are fed by mother birds.
Now, that said, we're also making a fried chicken with potato chips in the breading.
Oh, I like that.
That sounds great. That.
Oh, my God. It's so good.
Now, when you say we're, like, you cook with your wife? Or is it like, are you just using the
royal? No, I'm just saying we're as a family collective. I'm not actually doing any of that. I would screw that up.
You're just involved in the eating.
I'm involved in the eating part, yes.
Who comes up with all the ideas? That's like the real hard part.
Thank you, Jessica. I am the idea man. Exactly. I'm the idea man, that's what I do. Thank you.
My kids, one of the things that we've discovered as a family is that the only thing that we can watch together without everyone complaining is like cooking shows on Netflix. And apparently Netflix now is 80% cooking competition shows. I don't know if you've been on there. I think that we've like achieved enough ideas in food. I think we're good because it's like, it's always like, here's your 5 ingredients. Now do something incredible with it. And I'm just sitting there going like, I just feel like we're putting too much of our creative energy in new ways to make tacos. I think we've bigger fish to fry.
I love that show, Chop, but I believe there has to be more prep. There's no way they have like 30 minutes total from surprise ingredients. There's no way. I don't buy it.
I mean, I don't buy anything in reality TV. Speaking of, I have not...
This is very important for both of you. I'm not going to ask you... Well, I will ask. So the whole idea of alien abduction. Now, hear me out. We just watched this movie, The Fourth Kind. Have you seen it?
No.
It's like a docudrama fiction about alien abductions. Very disturbing.
Is it real or is it all supposed
to be?
Well,
so I get through the whole thing and they, and in the movie, they've got real footage, or so you think it's real footage. Then you, like, Google it and they're like, they faked the whole thing. None of it was real.
Right.
Yeah.
Here's, I'm going to say something positive about Donald Trump, Bill. You ready? I know that there aren't aliens because Donald Trump is president. Because if there were aliens in Area 51, if there's any kind of briefing that the president got,
think he would have tweeted it?
He would have tweeted it out. It would have been the first thing he said in his first press conference. Like, I don't know if you guys know this or not. We got aliens in Area 51. We got to take them down. I mean, so I'm 100% convinced no aliens. Donald Trump has cleared it up.
I don't know. I also saw... What, Jessica?
Is that the alien show where the guy claimed to work for Area 51 and he had his, like, name in, like, a list of employees? Is that the same?
No. No. What was that? Now I got to watch that one.
Let me ask Chase.
No, this was called Google. It's The Fourth Kind. And it's about this psychologist or psychiatrist who was hypnotizing people. And they all had this common thread because they had all been abducted.
Right.
And I think it's based on a true story of a woman whose kid was abducted, but like abducted, right, and vanished. And she was never charged. So the whole thread comes back to the alien abduction, which made it for a very disturbing movie. And we were like halfway through, we're like, this is horrible.
Right.
But anyway, I'm not recommending it.
I don't believe in alien abduction for the same reason I don't believe in hell, which is this. If there is a God, he wouldn't make a hell. If there is aliens, they would not be doing this through abductions that are so sloppy.
For all you know, Jay, this whole experience on Earth is purgatory.
You know what? This whole experience on Earth is really shitty purgatory.
It's been hell for you.
Yeah, my past life was not very good.
You know what? You should have had more tequila.
I think I had too much tequila in my past life, and that's why I'm here.
All right, the other thing you got to watch is... they did a whole documentary on the moon landing.
Okay. You're not about to say it was faked, are you, Bill?
Hold on. No, I have a theory. I have a whole theory. So you watch this thing and you're like, all right, we definitely landed on the moon, clearly. However, in classic government, you know they screwed it up. So what I think happened is they got back. They're like, hey, look at these pictures. They're like, those pictures are shit. There's dust everywhere. You can't see anything. You have no idea. People are going to think we faked it. Do the pictures again. And I think they staged some pictures.
So you believe that the moon landing itself was real?
Yes.
But the pictures they brought back were faked?
Yes, that's what I think. I think they screwed up the pictures. Classic government. They're like, that's blurry. You had the freaking lens cap on. Right. You screwed it up. Do it again.
So wait, in this theory, Neil Armstrong, capable pilot who got to the moon, couldn't work out the camera. He said, this is complicated. This Polaroid. Wow.
You can't do everything. You can fly a spacecraft. It doesn't mean you're a photographer, for God's sakes.
Right, right. That's Bill, this is the worst conspiracy theory ever laid down. I think you should start a YouTube channel devoted to it. You'll have 800,000 followers in a month.
I'm actually thinking of starting a new Twitter account just based on fake moon landing pictures.
Yeah. I wanted to start a new Twitter account called John Bolton's Glasses. Every picture I've ever seen of this guy, he's adjusting his glasses. Someone get John Bolton glasses that work.
Right?
You touched them once when I brought it up. Otherwise, you don't touch your glasses.
I never touch them. I will tell you this. I just ordered. These are my last pair. I bought three for $10. I broke two of them, so I'm down to this. I just ordered 12 for $13.
Look at that. Huh? I think Amazon. This is the real conspiracy.
I know.
How many pairs? You just leave them
places? Well, I put them in different spots. I leave them in the car. So a pair in a car. I leave one here at the desk, a couple in the kitchen, one in the bedroom. You never know. But they're different colors. Like some are tortoise shell, a couple are blue. So I will wear different ones with each new podcast.
These are your cheaters. These aren't like prescription glasses.
Wait, you think I'm going to the doctor? You know, that costs money, Jay.
My kid needs braces. I'm just hitting her in the face with raw meat and hoping that it'll move the teeth in the right direction.
All right. Bob Lazar, Area 51, and Flying Saucers is the name of the documentary where the guy
Bob Lazar?
Yeah.
Have you seen it?
Yeah, he has a really good podcast too. Apparently, he's claims all these real alien. The government tried to reinvent. They picked up a crashed saucer, and in this lab he worked in, they tried to reinvent creating the alien saucer physics of how they created the flight of this alien spacecraft.
So, are you officially a believer? I'm just thinking about the title of this podcast.
Yeah.
On the fence? Jessica's on the fence?
This guy's in a bunker with QAnon trying to just figure out all his made-up bullshit.
Jay, I would totally take you for a believer.
No. I don't know. Listen, it's you just use if you are a society that has mastered interdimensional travel or spatial travel, you can actually travel from star to star. Would you really be taking cows in the middle of the night? And if you were, would the monkey people that lived on the planet be aware of you? My guess would be no. So it's this whole thing of if there are aliens, number one, they should come in peace. And number two, they would connect with us in a way that actually made sense.
Like building the pyramids, you mean?
Yes, they would build pyramids, Phil. That's what aliens do. Aliens like to travel around. Because you know what? There's nothing I like to do more than hang out with monkeys and build playgrounds for them.
Stack heavy rocks.
Yeah. It's insane. I don't believe in any of that.
I don't know. Jessica, I feel like Jay should have to watch this Bob Lazar show and we should talk about it next week.
Yeah, you should watch it. It's worth watching.
Where is it on? What
the God and the Poor Guy. I think I watched it on Netflix. They interview him and the people interviewing him are completely convinced everything he's saying is got some truth to it.
Yeah.
Right, I'm going to find the moon landing picture fake. You're both going to be convinced. Moon landing real. Picture's fake.
I don't doubt that that's fake.
Right? Seriously, think of how incompetent government is. And we're all like, oh, yeah, they definitely figured that out. They got on the moon. They sent the pictures back. Worked flawlessly. No issue whatsoever. Really?
I don't believe that 60s government was incompetent so much as it was inefficient. I feel like the 60s government, if you look at from the 40s to the 60s, they got shit done every time they decided to get shit done. Right? They said, okay, we need to turn this Ford factory to make tanks in a day. Can we do that? Boom, done. We need to build a nuclear bomb. Done. We need to figure out a way to have interstate highways. Done. We need to get to the moon. Done. The only thing they couldn't do was Bay of Pigs. But other than that, they got everything done. They just spent $1 trillion to do it every time. I think that they were good, just inefficient.
Interesting. Interesting theory, Jay. All right, I'm going to find out what show it was, and then we'll discuss.
Yeah. You told me to go watch Upload. That was pretty good.
I haven't seen it. Is it good?
Wait.
Yeah, it was pretty funny. Upload?
Oh, Upload. I didn't watch it.
You guys told me to go watch it.
I know, and then I decided not to watch it. I forget why. Someone told me I would hate it.
We're more of a do as we say, don't do as we do TV recommender.
Oh, all right. Well, it's instead of everyone going to heaven, their head gets burned off and they get sent into a computer.
Elizabeth told me she thought I would hate it.
Yeah.
So you didn't even try it?
Didn't even try it. No. Just blew it off. I got sucked into the whole moon landing picture fake thing. So I'm on that. Now I'm on the alien abduction thing. So I'm going to watch this Bob Lazar guy and I will report back.
Bill, we should combine all of the BS stuff you believe into one podcast and have a medium try to contact Neil Armstrong to ask him whether or not they faked the pictures of the moon landing.
Yeah.
We just mix it all together and combine it. And I guarantee the medium would be like, I'm getting a real sense. I'm here. I feel like it might be a yes. It could be a no. Which one do you want to hear? Yes? Oh, it's a yes. Definitely a yes.
You're such a cynic, Jay. I'm just not as – you know what? I don't know. I've become mentally liberated. I'm now open to any and all discussions.
Dude gets a man bun, and all of a sudden he's willing to accept anything.
Wait, what?
Dude gets a man bun and all of a sudden he's willing to accept anything. Why do you sell me on CBD oil while you're at it there?
Oh, listen, listen. We buy that for the dog. Fantastic. Best thing ever. Best thing ever for the dog. She's calm. She's relaxed. She's chill. It's very nice.
Are we talking about margaritas or CBD oil at this point?
No, this, first of all, though, I want to clarify. Not bun, because a bun would be wrapped around. Right. We are just hair tie pony.
If for the people at home who want to know what Bill's hair looks like right now, go watch The Last Samurai with Tom Cruise. Essentially, that haircut.
Listen, but I now understand why the samurai look is a samurai look, because unless you're growing it all out evenly, hair just kind of pops out. There's nothing you can do. So I could go with the double pony. And I thought about that.
The double pony.
Well, you do the high, and then you do the low.
Pigtails on each side.
Ooh, pigtails is nice.
I think that would be weird.
Bill, get Jody to braid your hair.
Yeah. I feel like Jody knows how to braid daughter's hairs.
Just so we're clear, not going for style here. Practical.
Well, I like the double, because it kind of looks like you've got like a dinosaur like thing going on.
You have both almost convinced me to get a haircut. This conversation is coming very close to that.
Bill, you do look like a bird during mating season.
What's the meanest thing someone said to you about it? And the nicest?
That's a great question. No one says anything. They just kind of look at you. No one really knows how to deal with it. It's pretty funny. Yeah. I'm expecting an intervention at any point, though. So
ooh, I'm good at staging interventions.
All right. It could be coming soon. It could be a family intervention.
Only on the receiving end, so I'm not sure.
All right. So the podcast homework is Bob Lazar, Area 51.
Okay. I'm on it.
Did he make up the story? Is he telling the truth, or is he just a sad, crazy man?
I'm going to make a prediction here.
It will be multiple choice to be answered next week. All right, guys. Always great to see you. So next week, who knows? Who knows? Could be shaved off. It just, you never know.
I can't wait.
I'm not shaving, though, even if it's all gray, which clearly it is. Look at you. My God, Jay, you look 25.
Look at this. Look at this young man. Look how virile. He's so virile, this fella.
All right. Great to see you.
All right, guys. Bye-bye. See you guys.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.